Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yesterday we discussed the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Ar-Razzaq. Rizq means that the recipient derives some sort of benefit. And we gave the example of the crow. When the baby is born, it's fully white. And the mother becomes a bit disgusted and leaves the baby, neglects the baby. But that whiteness attracts mosquitoes and fleas. And that becomes the food for the baby. And the baby eats. And the hair grows. And then it's no longer black or white. It now becomes a combination of black and white. The mother comes back and now takes care of the baby. We explain that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Ar-Razzaq, in that Allah has taken responsibility of the sustenance of every soul to such an extent that it will be enough to keep it in existence. Allah does not differentiate when sustaining between a friend and an enemy, between a weak person and a strong person, between a capable and less than capable. Allah sustains everyone and anyone, and we discussed the relevant ayat yesterday pertaining to that. We also explained that some scholars say you get that rizq which comes via the messengers, it comes via the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, which is for your soul, that is revelation, the Quran, the Sunnah. Then you get that rizq which is for your body, the food that you consume. And then you get another type of rizq where everything functions in order to be able to process it. Allah provides the air, but your whole system needs to function to be able to process it. The Quran is categoric, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There isn't a single living creature except that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sustains it. Then we spoke about humans. Look at how Allah develops your teeth, from the baby teeth, then to the next set you get, then eventually until you get your wisdom teeth. All of that is so that you can be sustained. We spoke about the stomach and how there's an acid that digests the food, but it does not digest the intestine, because there's a lining on the intestine that protects it from allowing that acid to come in. And that lining is made up of 350 million glands. If you don't have 350 million rands, at least you've got 350 million glands. You can take some sort of solace. But in short, Allah sustains the birds in the air, the water in the animals in the water. Allah gives fat to the camel so that it can sustain itself in the desert. Allah is totally in charge and His treasures do not in any way get exhausted. Today, finally, we discuss Al-Fattah, the one who opens the doors of mercy for all. Fath means to open a door. That's why in Arabic you say Miftah for a key. Here, Fattah is that being who opens the doors of sustenance and mercy, who solves the intricate matters of the creation, who opens avenues for them, who opens their hearts and their internal eyes so that they can see the truth. Al-Fattah is that being, the ulama write, that who does not close the doors of bounty due to sin. Even if you sin, he doesn't close the doors of bounties. He does not halt bestowing his favors on men, even if man forgets Allah. Fattah is that being, he doesn't stop bestowing favors on you, even if you forget him. So some have said Al-Fattah is that being who opens the hearts of the believers with his recognition. And he opens up the way of forgiveness for the sinners. He opens up a solution to problems and difficulties. He opens up the heart for acceptance to truth. He makes knowledge flow on the tongue. He removes the veils from the eyes so that you can see with knowledge. He judges between who's in truth and who's in falsehood, and he makes truth prevail. Ultimately, truth always prevails over falsehood. Interestingly, Atha bin Abi Rabah says, once Ta'us saw him going to a governor. And he was going there to ask for a particular need of his to be fulfilled. So Ta'us said to him, listen, why are you going to a man who, if he's not in the mood, he'll shut the door in your face? Why are you going to a man who's got a gatekeeper at his door? You must make an appointment. You can't just enter at any time. Why not just lift your hands? And Allah's door is always open. Allah has said, Udu'uni astajib lakum. You call out unto me and I will definitely respond to you. With that, we conclude this series for the month of Ramadan, Know Your Allah. We haven't been able to complete all of the 99 names, far from it. But whatever little we have discussed, I hope that inshallah it was beneficial. I hope that it made a difference in knowing more about our Creator. I hope it helped to increase our love and our affection and our ma'rifah and our recognition of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us all the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma.